Topic is the day after baptism. Dear brothers and sisters, peace to all of you.
那个几位新的弟兄姐妹也要跟他们讲平安，不过好像还没有在这里。
We have a few new brothers and sisters. Also, peace to all of you.
还有各位贵宾，有人是第一次来到我们教会的，也很高兴你们来到教会。
We also welcome the newcomers, the honorable guests, to be with us, to worship with us.
也很高兴有机会跟洪长老一起同工，很感谢。
Also, my pleasure to work alongside with Elder Hong.
下次有机会，我也可以帮他翻译。Next
time, if I have a chance, I will.
如果他讲中文，我可能翻译成台语。Next,
but I will translate his Chinese into Taiwanese.
不过今天是很兴奋的一天啊。Today
is a very exciting day.
我们当中有五位弟兄姐妹，其实有一位在礼拜三也受洗了。我们有六位。We
have total of six brothers. Getting baptized this time, one of them was baptized on Wednesday.
在受洗班我有代课过，所以几位弟兄姐妹我也认识。
I was a substitute teacher for one class, so I know some of you.
所以对为他们非常的高兴。
I'm very happy.
因为他们过去几个月上了十几堂课。
In the last few weeks, they have gone through over 10 classes.
他们也经写了见证报告，也经过面谈。
They also submit their testimony and also gone through the interview.
可能有一些挣扎，也有一些考虑。
They must have some struggle and thinking.
但是今天终于完成了，他们今天受洗。
They have finally finished the baptism.
很谢谢，也很恭喜他们，愿意在众人面前来为主做见证。
Very thankful that they are willing to, profess their faith in front of us.
就如同牧师所讲的，弟兄姐妹很多的传福音的摆上，特别也谢谢苏长老老师、郑长老老师他们的授课。
A lot of people has contributed to this effort, especially Elder Su and Elder Steve, that they led the classes.
但是对于几位这个新的弟兄姐妹，不好意思，有一个消息要告诉你们。
But to all these new Christians, I have bad news for you.
Not so a bad news, but just an announcement.
Oh, 不是太坏的消息，只是一个。
其实对各位来讲，今天不是毕业典礼。
To you all, today is not the graduation ceremony.
其实今天是开学典礼。
Today is a school opening ceremony.
因为如果我们看马太福音的第28章讲到大使命，我们今天是完成了，是。 奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。If
you look at Matthew chapter 28, you know that we have finished baptizing them in the name of Father, Son, of the Holy Spirit.
所以大使命的前半段我们完成了，我们出去传福音、宣教、领人信主。We
finished the phase that we gone out and preach the gospel and bring people to Christ.
但是主耶稣也有教我们要做后半段，就是。 凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。But
Jesus also taught us to follow the second half of the commandment, which is to teach them to obey all that I have commanded you.
所以大使命的后半段很重要，就是要让他们成为耶稣的门徒。So
the second half is also very important that we need to train them become Christ follower, the disciples.
这里面包含了受洗以后，我们要 被造就、被教导，并且成长得胜。
That includes that we need to train them, to teach them, let them grow and become victorious in Christ.
所以今天这一个信息就好像开学典礼的一个课程介绍，我们谈一下 syllabus.
So today is like the opening ceremony for school that we are introducing a new syllabus to you.
OK, 所以我们来介绍一下。 罗马书第六章的三到六节，我们一起来念中文，然后请念英文。所以这里我们一起来念罗马书第六章第三节。好，我们开始。岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们欲举于动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。因为知道我们旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。好，我们请 Raymond。
Romans chapter 6 verse 3-6. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like this. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of the sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved in sin.
好，我们从这几节经文来看的话，你会发现受洗以后归入基督耶稣的人。
So if you look at this few passage, you know that the people who has brought into Jesus Christ by baptism,
他们需要活出第一新的生命，第二新的生活。
So they have to live a new life, and a new way of living.
新生命就是从称义到成圣，与基督同死同复活。
So new life is from justification to sanctification, and to die and resurrect with Christ.
重点是向着罪死。
So the important point is to die to sin.
第二，新生活就是从旧人到新样，与基督同死同复活。
A new way of life is to go from an old self to a new self.And to die and resurrect with Christ.
重点是向神活。
The important point is to live for God.
所以第一新生命，我们讲到说要从称义到成圣。
So the new life is from justification to sanctification.
那我们今天看的是保罗所写的罗马书，有人说神学很深奥。
Today the passage we read was from Romans, and some people said that it's a very difficult passage. It has many difficult theology.
所以其实罗马书讲的就是福音救恩哦，是要带给全人类的。
But Romans, in fact, just talk about God's grace, salvation, and to brought it to all people.
福音可以带人信主，因信称义。
Gospel is to bring people to Christ.Justify them by faith.
但是这个福音要继续带人成圣，带人活出一个美好的新的生活。
But this gospel is to continue to sanctify people and give them a beautiful new life.
所以如果有人问说，简单的来说，罗马书是在写什么？
So if you want to summarize what Romans said,
很多人都会回答说，因信称义。
Most people would say it's justification by faith.
是对，但是没错，因信称义是很重要的一部分。
Right, that's right. Justification by faith is an important part of the book.
但不是全部，不能只停在因信称义。
But it's not all. We cannot just stop at justification by faith.
所以简单的来看，罗马书的第一章到第五章是在讲称义。
So if you look at the book of Romans, you will see that from chapter 1 to chapter 5 is about justification.
第六章到第八章是在讲成圣。
Chapter 6 to chapter 8 is about sanctification.
12章到16章在讲过一个新的生活。
Chapter 12 to chapter 6 is about living a new life.
好，我们来看什么是称义。
Now let's look at what is justification.
我想我们每一个人都会觉得说我们不是一个十恶不赦的坏人。
I think we all think ourselves that we are not that bad.
但是我们也不是一个完美的圣人。
But we are not a pure saint.
但起码我们都会觉得说我们是一个好人。
But at least we think that we are a decent person.
但是对上帝一个完全的圣洁、全然公义。
But compared to God's absolute purity and also holiness,
上帝那种没有一点点罪那样子，上帝的标准来看
，If you look at the God's standard, there's no sin in there.
那我们都是罪人。
Then we are all sinners.
所以我们是不是罪人，不可以用相对性比较好来看。
So when we look at ourselves and decide whether we are sinner, we cannot just look at the relative sense.
对于神绝对的标准来看，我们都是不够好。
Compared to God's absolute standard, we are not good enough.
所以信耶稣受洗了，这里说我们可以因信称义。
So here, after we baptize, we can be justified by faith.
称义是算你是，是名义是。
Justification means that you are counted as righteous.
我再讲一遍了，算你是，是名义上。
So is you are counted as righteous is in name only.
而成圣是把那个算拿掉，是你是。
Sanctification is take the word count out, but you are actually are.
实际上是。
You really are.
所以称义是名义上的，你是圣徒，大家都是圣徒了。
So justification is in name only. So you are a saint, and we are all saints.
耶稣基督的宝血洗净了我们的罪了。
Jesus' blood has cleansed our sins.
但是，请问圣徒还会不会犯罪
？But would Christians still commit sin?
我想我们都会承认会有。
I think we all agree that we will.
我们知道，而且我们不想去做的，可是无法控制自己，还是去做。
There's something that we don't want to do, but eventually we do it anyway.
所以成圣是一个过程。
So sanctification is a process.
是一个因着耶稣基督的救恩，我们可以一个不断向上的过程。
It's a process that by Jesus Christ's grace we can continue to improve.
这里有一个重点哦，就是你要死。
So here's the key point. You need to die.
我也要死。
I need to die.
大家一起通通要死。
We all need to die.
不仅要死。
Not only we need to die.
而且要死透。
We need to die.
不要要死不死。
We cannot just be half dead. We need to be very dead.
要死的干脆。
We need to die completely.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
就是说我们要与基督同死。
That means we need to die with Christ.
我们与耶稣一起同钉十字架，是使罪身灭绝。
We nail on the cross with Christ means that we put our sinful body to death.
我们的死是像罪死，对罪我们像死了一样。
So we die to sin.
我们是越来越对罪的引诱，像死的一样，我们不再被罪来驱使。
We continue to die to the temptation of sin. We die to the sin.
我们脱离了罪恶的权势，不再做罪的奴仆了。
We escape the dominion of sin. We no longer enslaved to sin.
现在来讲，什么叫做圣
？Now we talk about what's holy.
两方面来讲，一个是道德性，一个是归属性。
There are two aspects of it. One is the morality, the other is about our possession.
在道德性上来讲的话，圣与罪相反。
In terms of morality, holy is opposite to sin.
我们可以不用再犯罪，完全保持清洁。
We would no longer sin. We can keep ourselves completely clean.
在归属上、归属性上来讲，圣是与俗相反。
In terms of our possessions, holy is opposite to worldly.
什么是圣？什么是俗
？What is holy and what is worldly?
有一条两斤重的金项链挂在我脖子上。
If there's a 2 kilogram of necklace on my neck,
两斤一斤五百公克，两斤是 1 kilogram.
Oh. All right.
如果有一个两斤重的金项链挂在我脖子上，请问是圣还是俗
？If there's a 1 kilogram of necklace on my neck, is it holy or is it worldly?
我想很多人都会说俗嘛，对不对
？Most of you would think it's worldly.
不过是说金项链俗，不是说杨长老俗。
It's not because the necklace of Elder Young is worldly.
如果把金项链拿下来摆在奉献箱里面
，If I take out my necklace and put it into the offering box,
请问是圣还是俗
？Is it holy or is it worldly?
圣就是归属于神。
Holy is to belong to God.
我们要把我们的心思、想法、情感、手脚。全身力气奉献给神。
We need to put our hearts, our minds, our emotion, our whole body and our strength into God.
不要再为自己，不再为世界。
We no longer live for ourselves. We no longer live for the world.
我们把自己献给主，我们每天更多的把自己献给上帝。
We consecrate ourselves to the Lord. We every day live for the Lord.
所以愿意各位你们有新的生命，你们可以立定心志，继续努力，从称义到成圣。
I hope everyone who has new life would make up their mind and to continue to go from justification to the sanctification.
第二，我们来讲新生活，就是从旧人到新样。
The second part is about the new way of living, going from an old self to the new self.
是向神活。
To live for God.
就是说从以前的我老我旧人
So going from the old self and an old person
因为我们现在有了新生命我们就是一个新造的人了
So now we have a new life We are a new creation
那现在我们就应该怎么样
So what should we do now
那这里有讲到说我们一举一动要有新生的样式
So we have to live our life with a new way
这里也可以翻译成为说有新生命之后要过一个新生命的生活是在新生活当中来行走我们人生的道路
So this new life is a new way of living to finish our life journey
OK 所以我们听了福音之后有很多的道理我们可以学有很多信息我们可以听
After we listen to the gospel we have many theories and we learn a lot of new knowledges
但是这些真理要充分的反映在我们每一天的日子当中。
However, this truth needs to be reflected in our daily life.
因为我们已经完全的 transformed 了，我们已经完全改变了，好像就是一个毛毛虫变成蝴蝶一样完全改变。
Since we have completely transformed, going from a worm to a butterfly,
我们已经有全然的变化，有改变的能力。
We have this completely transformation, and we have the power within us.
你已经可以飞了，是何等的美丽
！You can fly now. How beautiful that is!
蝴蝶就不要再回去爬了，否则就有点难看。
The butterfly should not go back to crawl. It will be very ugly.
这是因为我们与基督同死同复活，有复活的能力。
This is because we have died and resurrected with Christ, so we have the resurrection.Power inside of us.
我们就可以去应付各式各样的挑战与试探。
And we can face the challenge and also the temptation.
我们对这各种事情的反应、应对的方法也不一样了。
How we treat things, how we deal with things around us will be different.
我们就有耶稣的温柔、热情、爱心、美好。
So we will have in us the meekness, the passion, the love, and the goodness in Christ.
我们的一举一动有新生的样式。
We can walk in the newness of life.
我们越来越像耶稣一样。
We are more like Christ daily.
所以在这样子的一个新生活里面，
And in this new way of living,
你会对别人想去行善，不再冷淡，而是彼此亲热。
You want to treat people well. You want to be warm and not be indifferent with people.
对别人不会再计较，而会去帮助。
You no longer keep records of their wrongdoings and to help them.
对骂你的人怎么不会回骂了呢？反而会去祝福他。
You no longer insult the people who has insulted you.
对那些原来你
to bless them.
对那些你原来看不起的人，你现在反而会去关心他们。
To the ones that you looked down before, now you have the heart to help them.
以前常常惹是生非的，现在怎么变成了一个和事佬？
In the past, you are the one that caused trouble. Now, how come you become a peacemaker?
以前看到那个恶老板我就讨厌，可是现在也能够靠着耶稣还是顺服。
In the past, when you face a bad boss, you feel very bad, but now you are willing to submit to him.
这就是从旧人到新样。
This is going from an old person to a new self.
真正活出一个有更新生命应该有的生活。
You really need live a new life and a new way of living.
这也是一个新生命应该有自然呈现的一个新生活。
This is the kind of life that you should live after you have the new life in you.
不会在生活当中无奈。
You no longer frustrated.
好想做好，可是偏偏又做不到。
We can't do what we want to do.
那这里面有一个重点。
Here's a key point.
就是不要再顺从自己的肉体老我。
Don't submit to your old self and your flesh.
而是应该要顺从圣灵，体贴圣灵。
But to submit to the Holy Spirit.
我们现在有圣灵内住了，我们要顺从圣灵的感动。
Now we have Holy Spirit in us, so we need to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵来引导我们每一天的一举一动。
Let the Holy Spirit to guide us through our daily life.
而这是一个依靠圣灵感动而不断向上的一个过程。
This is a process that we depend on the Holy Spirit and the process of upward improvement.
有圣灵帮助我们了，我们就有爱的能力，我们可以医治伤害。
With the help of the Holy Spirit, now we have the ability to love and heal.
有圣灵帮助我们了，我们就有真理的能力，我们可以分辨是非。
Now we have the power of truth, we can discern the right from the wrong.
有复活的能力了，我们就可以忍耐，可以坚持。
We also have the resurrection power in us so that we can be patient and endure any hardship.
所以我们可以天天越来越顺服圣灵。
Every day we will be submit to the Holy Spirit.
天天与主亲近。
And be close to God.
天天越来越活出那美好的样式。
And every day we will live a wonderful new life.
所以各位，受洗以后应该是可以越老越可爱，越老越美丽的。
So after we get baptized, we would be more beautiful as we get older.
我们基督徒应该是越老越可爱的。
We should be more lovely as we get older.
另外我也要跟大家讲一下，受洗其实是教会生活的开始。
I also want to tell you that after baptize is the beginning of our church life.
所以今天就好像是一个开学典礼。
So today is like the school opening day.
因为受洗不是一刹那，也不是只有一天。
Baptism is not just one day in one moment.
救恩也不只是上天堂而已。
Salvation is not just going to heaven.
而是一生之久的功课，成圣、新样、新生命、新生活。
It's a lifelong work. It's a new way of living, a new way of living our new life.
我们需要用一生来操练。
It takes a whole life to practice.
所以各位，下个礼拜我们都要来教会。
Next week we all need to come to church.
我们来干嘛？
What do we do here?
是来敬拜，也是来上课。
Is to hear to worship and also to take classes.
如果你们的生命当中有碰到一些的难题的时候，怎么办？
If there's any difficulty in our life, what should we do?
你可以问一下你们后面的这些学长。
You can ask the ones behind you.
或者去参加他们的这个主日学。
Attend their Sunday school.
看有没有什么考古题。
Is any old question?
如果我们在生活当中碰到一些困难挑战的时候怎么办？
If we face any challenges in life, what should we do?
我们赶快去参加小组。
We should attend small groups.
我们跟我们小组的团队，这个 project team 一起面对，一起来扶持。
We should work with the project team and to face it and to deal with them.
还有如果我们任何时候真的很紧急的时候，
Anytime when we have really urgent things to do,
怎么办？我们应该要怎么办？
What should we do?
很难的问题。
Very difficult question.
就赶快打电话。
Quickly make a phone call.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
打电话就是赶快来祷告，常常来跟神祷告。
That means we need to call our Heavenly Father.
但愿
pray to Him often.
当我们每天天天这样追求直到永远的时候，
When we continue to follow Christ until the end,
有一天主会给我们帽子，就是那荣耀的冠冕。
God will give us a hat, which is the glorious crown.
愿主祝福你们在座的每一位。
May God bless all of you.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你在十字架上所成就的，你让我们可以与罪隔绝，我们可以被你洗净。我们也感谢主，因为你在十字架上所成就的，我们破碎的生命，我们可以被医治，得自由，并且完全。我们感谢你，求主你继续来用你的话语来喂养我们，帮助我们，让我们能够在我们的生活当中更加的活出主你的样式，以至于我们真的是这样子操练成圣，这样子操练得胜的生活的时候，我们可以有一天直到永世的时候，我们可以与主一起来得荣耀。求主你帮助我们，我们在座的这五位新的弟兄姐妹，让他们的一生充满了神你自己的祝福，充满了主你的引导与带领。这样祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
Amen.
谢谢洪长老。